And we read in the book of Genesis where God created everything, planted everything, made a garden. Then he made mankind. He made us, put us in the garden to take care of that. And one of the awesome things that he gave us is dominion over everything. Everything he created on the earth, I'll give you dominion over it. And as we know, as we look in the scriptures, as time went on, Adam and Eve, they were against God's word. God said, continue to eat from the tree of life. What's the tree of life? God's word. He is life. He said, do not consume from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because the minute you step into evil, man, you're going to die. It's going to separate you from me. Well, mankind eventually fell into sin, was removed from the garden. It's kind of like Adam and Eve had this deed to the land. And when they was tricked by Satan, they sinned, they gave Satan the deed. But God did not turn his back on us. From the very beginning of the creation, he already had design to come in to rescue us from our sins. Think of that. That's how much he loves us, cares for us. And I think it's very unique as I look at it. When you think about coming in as a King of Kings, wow, the heavenly priest, coming in to conquer evil, coming in to take back from Satan, but we have surrendered to him. You think about that. If I told you today, man, we got a conqueror coming into Coshocton, man, he's going to destroy all this evil and this sin in Coshocton. And we'd all be looking probably for this gigantic 12-foot dude walking down the street with armor on and carrying swords and stuff. And probably the evil would try to stop that, would they not? I mean, if for a moment, let's all be the mafia for a minute, okay? And we knew the cops were coming. And we knew what cops looked like. Man, we would guard everything, and man, we ain't gonna let them in. We would fight them. But who would stop a little baby? Think of that. Think of this. Of all the things that Satan might have been watching for, of all the things evil is trying to stop, who's afraid of a baby? So you bring the baby in. Unbeknownst. You want to hold the baby a minute? No one's fearful of the baby. But baby's going to be fed. And it's going to grow. And grow. And the very purpose of the foundation of the world that God had designed for Jesus is going to take place. But he came in the wire. Boom. Everybody's watching for this dude coming, man. Got to watch out for this giant. But he came in the form of a child. And he grew up with a purpose. For one purpose. And that is to redeem you and I from our sins. But came as a baby. It's amazing what a little thing can do in a person's life. Who would ever think, hey, he's going to take your sins away. He's going to redeem you. He's going to restore you of God. Wow, what can a little baby do? Well, first of all, the baby has to be received. And we see that in Scripture, don't we? We see in Luke where it tells us that the angel came to Mary and said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with thee." You could have a child. Think of this. She agreed to receive Jesus. We've shared that before. Who'd ever think this little one could do anything in your life? Think of all the things right now that you're suffering with, you're going through. And I'll walk up to you and say, okay, I'm here to help you. I give you a baby. I mean, you think, oh, come on, man. You know what's going on in my life. Man, I just, but here, I want you to take this child. I want you to receive this child. I want you to receive Jesus. And for a moment, we look at it in our physical form and we think, well, what can this child do for me, man? You don't know all the stuff I get going in my life. You don't know all the stuff I've done. I feel terrible. I'm not even sure I want to live anymore. And you want me to just take this kid? How could this child grow up to conquer the world? How could it conquer the darkness? How could it destroy death? How could this child grab the keys from Satan to hell and release the captive? How could it? It all started by receiving him. Then the purpose that God has for this child will take place. I mean, when Mary received the child, Jesus came as an embryo. Isn't that right, what you call him? Embryo? A little dude, man. Just like that. But when he was received by Mary, and Mary started nurturing it, that little embryo started growing, a little baby. And it started developing exactly what God had planned for him. To be the conqueror of the world. Of sin, and sickness, and disease, and death. Well, I don't know how you can do that. I'll tell you how I know you can do that. Because that's the word of the Lord. Some things we don't quite grasp. That's where we have faith at. In our lives today, in your life today, it is the same. You're sitting here today. Some of you might be sitting here and you got so much falling apart in your life. And you're trying to figure it out. You've done everything that you can think of. But the one thing we need to do is trust Jesus. See, when you receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now He's in you, now He's going to do exactly what His purpose to do, but you have to allow Him to do it. Amen? You have to feed the child. If I'm doing it that way, you have to nurture it. And it will start growing and growing in your life. Oh my. Mary can explain everything. No, she just knows, okay, I've been picked to bring Jesus into the world. And He's going to deliver us? How's that going to happen? Hey, I don't know. But I just know He asked me to bring Jesus into the world, to carry Jesus with me. And look at the difference. Look at the difference. Has made it not just her life, but our lives today. Sometimes we try to make it more difficult. We really do. When it comes to salvation. How many of us, we try to earn our salvation? We don't do it meaningly. I mean, we don't understand that. You woke up this morning, oh, I don't know if I can go to church or not, man. Look what I did last night. But look what you didn't do. Do you understand that? Salvation is a free gift. I can't earn it. I can't cook enough hamburgers to earn it. When we recognize this gift is a free gift to receive salvation. We don't deserve this. No, our sin, we deserve hell. But God. God loves us so much that Jesus came physical form to take on the cross to redeem us. And he says, man, if we confess our sins, how do you confess your sins? Lord, I'm a sinner. I know I am. But God, I don't want to be. I receive you. Or may I put it this way? You receive me through your blood. I confess you a Savior. Lord, I knew you came in this world born of a virgin. You lived a sinless life. You went to the cross. You paid my debt. I surrender. Take my life. Use it. Use it. And that's a gift. Anybody get a gift for Christmas this year? Anybody?
Yep.
I did. My wife gave me a gift. All wrapped up in a little box. I opened it up. And you know what it was? I'm 64 years old and I received a remote control car.
Yay!
Awesome. But you know, once she gave it to me, I opened it up, all. Oh. She said, okay, Starkey, you run down the store and pay for it. What kind of gift is that? Don't they always say it's a thought that counts? But see, that's the same way we look at Jesus. It's a free gift. Receive it. And we, okay. But now, well, I got to do this to keep it. I got to do this to keep it. No, no, no. We receive Christ as a free gift of salvation.
Amen.
There's nothing we can do to earn it. But once we receive it, oh man. We invite Christ into our life. We surrender to Him. And he starts growing in our life. And all the stuff that we can't stand about ourselves, He starts to change it. He starts growing. Kind of like, Mary, I mean, when Mary received Jesus, I can see her belly starting to grow a little bit more. A little bit more showing that, but yes, He's in there. Nothing she could do to speed up. I mean, 9 months is 9 months, right? Sometimes we are the same way. We think, okay, I'm gonna be Moses. I'm gonna be Billy Graham. I'm gonna be all these spectacular names in Jesus. But I tell you this: Moses, Billy Graham. Yeah, I can't think of any more preacher's name. Starkey Lawrence. I'll guarantee you, they thought the same thing that you think. How many of you ever feel that you're not worthy of the salvation? How many of you here say we fall short of Jesus all the time? That man, the blood of Christ, oh man. Well, you're right, we're not worthy of it. That's how much He loves us. That's how much He cares for you, David. Think of that. The scripture says that we are still yet sinners, that Jesus died for this gift. Man. That's something I believe. If we just get our mind on it more and more. It's a free gift. Quit trying to earn His love. You already got it. Just rejoice in that love. The scriptures tell us in 1 John, it says, if you become a child of God, we no longer sin. Anybody in here sin? I'll be honest. Well, the second part is that when we do sin, I always can't say the word correctly, propitiation. Otherwise, he's the one and only everlasting sacrifice for your sin that covers the sins of the world, past, present, and future.
Amen.
So we choose no longer to sin, but we sin. See, his gift covers that. I truly believe as a born-again Christian, we never have a desire to sin anymore. We see sin in our life, get it out. If God reveals it, get it out. I don't want to do that anymore. But we still sin. But we don't do it on purpose. Hopefully we don't do it on purpose. And even if you do it on purpose, you still got you covered. The awesome thing about it, when we do it on purpose, even not purpose, but we feel so bad about it, don't we? Wow, we blew it again. That's okay. I said, come on. If I wanted you perfect, I would have you saved and took you home the same day. But this gift all starts by receiving. And we think, well, how can me surrendering my life to Jesus, inviting Christ in my life, How can it rescue me from drug addiction? How can it save me from alcoholism? How can it change my mind? How can it change the way that I live, I think, I act? How can it change me from being the meanest person I know on the face of this earth? How can this thing do this? How? That's what it's designed to do. He came into the world for people just like you and me. A free gift. I believe that Mary would enjoy being pregnant. I think. Doesn't most ladies enjoy being pregnant? I mean, I've never been pregnant. Well, I guess we have been pregnant. You carry the child. But I would say, with her, I picture right now, like 6 months pregnant. She's laying there, she's kind of rubbing her belly. Oh man, I got the Lord in me. I love Jesus. I'm going to be the mama. Oh. But then she realized, this child's going to come out into the world sooner or later. And there's some pain with childbirth. Amen. But see, Jesus, if he stayed in her all the whole time, forever, what good would that have done? I mean, we wouldn't be celebrating today because the reason that he was birthed, it never finished. He never went to the cross. So she knew that she would have to go through the pain of what she received. She had to deliver the child into the world. And she did. Through the pains and all the stuff that you ladies say of the child coming. But when she went through the pain and the child was here, God's purpose was taking place. Look how the world has been changed because of the pain that she was willing to go through. Amen? We look at ourselves today. Man, we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. Lord, boom, he comes. Comes into my life. Oh, my. I remember a day I was born again. How many people remember the day you were born again? Well, you might not know the day or the hour, but you remember when you received them. Woo, how giddy was you? How excited was you? Oh my! To realize you just got transferred from death to life. That all the stuff he did in the past, and a lot of the stuff he did no one else knows except for you and God, he has forgiven you of it. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Steve. Oh, my. Woo-hoo! Man, sit back, man. I mean, this is kind of like what it is. You made it. Woo-hoo! All that stuff, Tracy. All that stuff, forgiven. Man, born again. Gee, God knows me. Reconcile the Father. I pray He hears me now. Oh, my, awesome. Oh, I can sit here for the next 40 years and go to heaven. Wait a second. Now there's something birthed inside of me, born in me. It's not just designed for me. See, we're just like Mary. Received Jesus, carried Him, had an awesome time, but then came the time to birth Him into the world to do exactly what He came here to do, to redeem those who are just like you and I. And that can be the difficult part, but see, we have the same calling in our life, you to birth Jesus Christ into the world of those around you. Our salvation is not about ourselves. This free gift is for the world. And that can be the difficult for us because bashful. Or sometimes it could be, how can I tell them about Jesus? Because look at the way I'm living my life. Tell you one way of doing it. Quit living our life that way. Amen? You ever get ready to witness somebody? Maybe somebody from the past? Somebody might have did some things you shouldn't be done with? And all of a sudden, I can't say nothing to them. Anybody been there before? Best way to get over that. Hey, Darryl, how you doing, buddy? Man, there's some of the crazy stuff you know I used to do. Oh, yeah. Man, I know. But I'm going to tell you, man, I come to know Jesus. He's my Savior and Lord now. Oh, you one of them Jesus freaks, are you? Well, I don't know if I'm a freak or not. He redeemed me of my sins. Wow. Hey, man, can I tell you about Jesus? Man, can I tell you what He did in my life? And right there is where the birth pains can start, because either they're going to say, yeah, tell me, or they're going to say, get out of here, man. You're not the type of person I used to hang out with. I don't want to hang around with you anymore if you're a Jesus freak. Anybody been there? That's the birthing pain as you birthing Jesus into the world. But we have to remember those who receive. How many here can remember the pains you went through to deliver your child? But how many can remember more the smile they brought to your face? And then maybe later on in life they brought you back the pains again. But that's where He wants us to be at. To realize this gift that we receive, this gift of salvation, this free gift, is given to us to redeem us, but for us to birth Jesus into the world. For others to come to know Him and receive this. And a lot of times the question is, what can He do for me, man? I mean, look where I'm at. Look what I'm telling you. This Jesus dude, He's God. He's God who created you. He's God who had a plan and purpose for your life from the very beginning. What can He do for you? What can He not do for you? He can restore you. He can set you free. He can reconcile you with God Almighty Himself. There's nothing. I can't do much for you. I can just lead you to the one who can. Well, how can an embryo turn into a baby to go to the cross and die for your sins? How can he? Because that's the will of God, the Heavenly Father. And it's the same for each one of us. Hey, we don't have to understand everything and know everything. We just gotta have faith. Have faith. Receive Him. I mean, think about Mary. If she agreed to receive Christ, and then she started eating like hot dogs and drinking pop all the time and all that stuff that's not really that healthy for you. Now, would the baby still continue to grow? Yeah. But how healthy would it be? But see how much healthier it would be if the child was fed the right ingredients? And that's our lives with Christ today. You know, as we continue to feed Him, to allow Him to grow in our life, and I believe it's through His Word, through our surrendering more to Him, He grows more and more, and we get stronger and stronger in the Lord. I believe that's time we had to watch what we're feeding. Feeding this Christ that's in us. Here, you hold baby a minute. Here. Watch what we feed here. It's very important. If we take junk food into our temple where Christ lives, the Holy Spirit lives, then the child's going to be there. Because he's a man. It's a free gift. But he's going to be distorted. He won't be as strong as he can be. And these days that you and I are living in, we need all the strength of the Holy Spirit will give us. And He'll give us all as we surrender to Him. But this child that we celebrate, was the fulfillment of promises from the foundation of the earth that God created for you and me to rescue us from ourselves. And we see in Scripture, and she agreed to carry Jesus her concerns. She's got a boyfriend. She's engaged to be married. What's he going to think? But hey, God had her back. You agree to carry Jesus? Oh, awesome. He goes and talks to Joseph in a dream. Say, hey, listen, Mary received Jesus. She's still a virgin. He explained it to Joseph, and Joseph was going to be nice to get rid of her. They were engaged. He's going to politely divorce her. I mean, back in those days, he'd have her put to death. So God had her back. Told Joseph. Wow. Then the next thing we saw in the Scripture in Luke, they had to go to Bethlehem because government wanted tax money. And there in Bethlehem, Jesus was born. Again, snuck in on the wire. This King of Kings, the Son of God. If anybody was going to watch for something to destroy anything, it wasn't going to be watching for a baby this time. And he was birthed. And God's hand was on him for the 33 and a half years that he walked upon this earth. God didn't leave Mary and Joseph hanging. Do you know that? No. Because he brought rich people in Jesus' life right away. The wise men. And they showed up. How long after his birth? Come from Iran, we figure. Maybe a year, year and a half. Not sure. God is never late, is He? And they show up. maybe a crowd of 210, I'm not sure. They figure at least three wise men, because they had silver, they had gold, myrrh, and frankincense, which is a great, great tools. Bartering chips, money, also shows the kingship. And they figure each wise man probably had at least 70 posses with him, you know, people who took care of them because they were rich. But they show up, following the star, give the gift to Mary and Joseph. And when they leave, right after they left, God appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Man, get out of here. You have to get out of Israel. Get gone. Get to Egypt. They're going to try to kill you." And there they had. They had the finances to go. See, God didn't leave them hanging. When they agreed to bring Christ into the world, He had their backs. He does the same thing for us today. If you're really nervous about totally selling out to Jesus, don't be. Don't let Satan bring into your mind the things of the past try to shut you down. Hey, we all had a rotten past. We all done stuff in our life. We confess it to Jesus. God forgives it. Go on. If somebody throws it in your face, yep, that was me at one time. No more. Forgive it. I'm the blood. You go on. See, God didn't make Joseph and Mary rich. I believe He made them prosperous in the things of the Lord. They went about the calling that God put on their life, and He provided for them. There's not one thing that can be in your path today that God cannot take care of. There can be one stumbling block that you have that God won't remove. As you totally give it all to Him. My life is yours, Lord. I want you to live in me, but live through me. To make a difference in other people's lives. He is coming back so soon. He is. He is coming back. He's going to put an end to a lot of this stuff going on. And there will be a 1,000-year reign on this earth. Millennial reign. I believe we can look at as followers of Jesus and maybe look towards what we call the taking away of the church as some relief. But folks, we are already in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, which is occupying the earth right now. Think of that. He's saying, "Well, this is heaven." I don't. No, your mindset. When you receive this great gift, Jesus, you become a citizen of heaven. Everything in heaven is yours, but you're here now, bringing God's love to the earth. Did not Jesus, the Son of God, God Himself, lay aside all His splendor, all his entourage in heaven, think about it. Then He left it up there and came on the earth here to live in this place, to redeem us? Did He not? And did He not go back into heaven? But when we come to know Christ, man, we become citizens of heaven. But right now we're here upon this earth, sharing Jesus. We're in the same category. We are in the same situations that the Master went through. And we can do this. Sometimes we think, "Man, I can't do another day." But we can with Christ. And I seriously believe it's one day at a time. Well, that's what the master did. We found him in the garden later on. Man, on his knees, he's sweating blood. Oh, Father, let this cup pass from me. Man, I just can't take it no more. He was physically done, but not spiritually. He cried out, God. He shared his thoughts with the Heavenly Father. Folks, you can do the same thing. It's great to cry out. Oh, God, what kind of life is this? My land, I come to you, turn my life to you, and it seems like my life is like I'm living in hell right now. What's going on? You can share that with him. You can pour your heart out to him. But make sure you listen when he talks back. When he says, oh, my child, I rescued you from hell. I know it's tough. That's why I have you here. I need you here. You're my hands, my feet, my voice. Let me strengthen you. Look towards me. Look towards you. I am all you need. Don't let the past haunt you. I mean, we just came through Christmas. Totally different Christmas. But man, look what we were looking at. The true meaning. The reason that we choose to celebrate. Of the hope that we have through Jesus. Memories of Christmas past. Yes, I remember. I remember shoveling snow 6 foot deep. I remember loved ones I used to sit around the table with, and they're no longer there. But I remember also, I see in my mind the table in heaven. I see the marriage supper of the Lamb. I see a reunion. I see a time where I'll be reconciled with those who place their trust and love in Jesus Christ. That keeps me going. Miss them? Yes, I miss them. Am I excited to be reconciled with them again? Yes. But more reconciled to see Jesus. Think of Sister Opal right now. I mean, she's getting ready to see Jesus. Wow. Also because of His light still shining in darkness. All because of your light. Of Christ in your life. Still shining into darkness. I mean, Sister Opal came to know Jesus about 12 years ago, I believe. So right up where Penny is sitting. I remember that day. Hearing the gospel. Sister Kathy helped her up. Opal stood there. And then comes the tears. Praise God. Praise God. So let nothing hold you back. Nothing holds you back. Okay, Jesus. This is a new day. I'm following you. And just follow. Let His word strengthen you. It's a free gift. You know, someday my new remote control car, the battery's going to run down. You know what I'll do then, don't you? Go buy new batteries. Sometimes we can run down. Get tired. Get wore out. We need new batteries. It's the same batteries need to be recharged. And that's through the Word of Jesus, through the Word of God, and to one another. Hey, if you get a phone call, say, hey, charge my battery, will you? That means start speaking the Word of God in my life. Give me that reason. Remind me who I am in Jesus.
Amen.
What a child He is. Amen. Amen. Want to share that, Mama?
What child is this our shepherd's watch are keeping. This is Christ our King, who shepherds God and angels sing.
Upon the arrival of Jesus, he brought to us, as we demonstrate here through the lighting the candles, he brought us a hope. Hope. That's something the world needs today. More and more is hope. As followers of Christ, we have that blessed hope. We have His Word. We know His Word is true. As we go through life and we look into the Scriptures, and we find that Scripture that talks about exactly what we're going through, we stand on that Word. That's guaranteed. That's our blessed hope. The world is looking everywhere for hope, but we have it through Christ. And we're reconciled with God in heaven. That brings a peace. To the whole world right now, might not like you. The Heavenly Father that loves you. That created it all. That knows those plans He has for you. Oh, what a peace that is. And the joy knowing, oh, that He's with you forever, Daryl. Never forsake you. Never leave you. To me, the joy of knowing my past is behind me. The joy of my future I have with Jesus. The joy that He's always with me. And the love He shares with us. Talk about a gift that keeps on giving. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That those of us who believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17, that He did not come into the world to judge us, to condemn us, Daryl. He came to rescue us. The attributes of Jesus. And all that shows us here is the Christ candle. That's just four attributes of Christ and four attributes of ourselves, because we carry with us today that blessed hope that the world needs. We carry that peace that the world needs. We carry the joy and we carry the love. So here we are to share it with the world.
Mary, did you know that you would be?
Here Carol's on sing with us, and feel free to sing along with her. I think you probably know the lyrics.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch the
to buy my power.
gives way to victory. I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know
with that, we have the good news all in a row here. He came as a child, lived a sinless life. He went to the cross to pay our penalty of sins. And because of that, we have communion with God today. Isn't that awesome? What he asks for us to do is to go into the world and shine the light. And that's kind of light here today. So to me it shows that we always can use a little more light in our life. But please remember this. Let your light shine where you're at. That's all he asks of you. Shine your light. Don't try to save the whole world. Just shine your light. And as we do, as I share God's love, and others come to receive it. Now we got two lights that he shares. And we're going to bring the candles around to light your light. Look at the difference. I mean, I'm just one person. Now there's two more people who got the light shining. And they go and witness to others. Just loving Jesus. It all starts from one light, and that's the light of Christ. See, sometimes Satan will try to tell you your light not doing any good. You're not making a difference. But look, your light shine over here, Tracy. Look at the darkness fleeing from you. And just about right here, there's Daryl's light shining. So that little bit of darkness that was humongous is a small piece here. You don't know where to go. Then over here is Steve. And back here we got Bobby. We got Susan, we got David, all back through here. Look at the difference. Now we see over here it's a little bit darker over here because, wow, there's no one shining the light yet. But they will. That light there will be removed because of you or somebody. That God will move you into the path of somebody. And the light will shine. In this world today, no matter how despair it is, look at the difference that Jesus Christ makes by living in us and living through us. Isn't that awesome? I praise God. That's okay. That just makes it real. Amen. The music. Amen. Carol's gonna lead us in Silent Night.
Bye.
Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the gift of salvation that you brought to us. And God, with that salvation, you brought with us completeness. You brought healing to our bodies, our mind, our spirit, Father. So Lord, right now, we just individually lift up to you for the touch of the hand, ourselves and those upon our hearts today, that in the name of Yeshua, the reconciliation will take place. We declare healing over them today. We declare that we have a sound mind, a strengthened spirit, and that your love that we may continue to share with this world to bring them to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for coming today. Be encouraged and let your light shine. Amen.